Hey everybody, this is Christina with On Request Magazine, and I'm here today with, oh gosh, how do I intro Nick Hawk, actor, singer, professional gigolo, professional speaker. There's so much that we need to talk about today. Hi Nick, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
It sort of reminded me of trying to intro Apollo Creed, in Rocky, or how many names do you have? How many hats do you wear?
You missed a couple of things. Painter now.
Okay.
I just had my first professional wrestling match.
Right. Definitely going to talk about that. We're definitely going to talk about that. Yeah, gosh, Painter, I didn't know that. Well, gosh, okay, we'll talk about that too. So, first of all, we have listeners all over the world. I always like to give a shout out to our listeners in Ghana. We have two diehard listeners in Ghana that always find our interviews. So no, but we have listeners everywhere, and we like to give them a little bit of a background on who we're talking to. And surely you don't need a lot of introduction, but I kind of am interested because a lot of what you do currently in your career, whether it be music or wrestling or painting or whatever, this has been sort of jump started by a lot of your work with Cowboys for Angels, correct?
For sure, and I don't mind giving a quick background before that. I'm from a small town in Wisconsin, and I was always intrigued by Hollywood and movies and music and being creative and art. Yes,
Right.
that was my favorite subject in high school for sure. I took as many art classes as I could, and I recently said on the TV show that showed my new art series that I did that one of my favorite memories is walking into my art room in high school and just all the smells and colors and art on the wall and the clay and the paints, and it's one of my favorite memories. It is.
Wow,
I
that's great.
just love that a lot. I went to college in Wisconsin for a year, ran out of money, joined the Air Force. I was in the Air Force for 4 years, three of them spent in Wichita, Kansas at McConnell Air Force Base. And then when I got out of the Air Force, I moved to California to pursue my entertainment dreams. And I was there for about 6 years. I started my company, Explicit Strippers. I was dancing. I was doing the Magic Mike stuff, male review shows. I've done over 300 bachelorette parties. And that kind of led on to Cowboys for Angels. He
Okay.
actually, Garen James, actually found me on a modeling website, Model Mayhem. And he liked my look, and he saw that I had stripping experience, which it could play into, being a male companion. And he hunted me down. I worked with him for about a year, and then the show approached us, and he sent me in to audition for the show, and the rest is history.
Wow, that's quite a story. I mean, I honestly had no idea that you're as passionate as you are about art, which I think is fantastic. And just, it is quite a transition doing the stripping and then going into the companion business with Darren and now the show. I mean, these are leaps that not everybody necessarily gets the opportunity to take. So was there any hesitation for you getting involved with Cowboys for Angels or doing the show? Or was that just sort of a hell yeah, this is something I want to do?
I actually contacted a couple escort companion websites before Garen found me
Oh, okay.
to I was interested in it before Garen found me. Most of them catered to men though,
Oh, okay.
and there wasn't the clientele to cater to women,
Right.
so I never got into it till Garen, and Garen was pretty much the first website that caters just to women, men for women.
Right.
And we've built the brand, and obviously the show brought in a lot more clientele for that. Before the show, there wasn't as many. He did the Tyra Banks show, which was huge for him. He was the number one search on Google after doing that, and we've done a lot of things since then, and he has as well. Like Dr. Phil, ABC News, a lot of PR stuff. So it's just been growing and growing and growing. The clientele are still growing. He's very successful. I'm very happy for him. He's one of my best friends. I'm ha more happy for his success than mine. It makes me happy. He settled down and got married and had twins recently,
Wow.
and yeah, very very happy about that. Now the decision to do that though was the biggest one of my life, the TV show.
Right.
It was after living in LA for 5 years. I studied acting full time. I went to classes 2-3 times a week. I did a lot of auditioning classes. It's something that I recommend to everybody. I'm writing a book on how to gain confidence and reach your full potential. And I think everybody, no matter what you do, should take some type of improv or audition class. You learn a lot about yourself. You develop your confidence. And it's a great tool to have no matter what you do. You're just out even for job interviews or talking to the opposite sex. It's a great tool to have.
Right.
But I was doing that full time for 5 years. And I feel like I got to an area where I perfected my acting craft. And I started getting callbacks to every audition I went to. In the beginning, I wasn't getting any callbacks. It doesn't matter what you look like. If you can't act,
right,
you're not going to get anything. But I did get to the point where I knew the town. I knew the casting directors. I was getting callbacks to everything. Six-figure paying national commercials. I was up for a lead on the TV show Cold Case. A lot of good stuff was happening. But then right at that time is when Gigolos approached me. So I'm like, oh, now it was the biggest decision of my life. Now do I continue the acting or do I go do this adult reality? Not just adult and not just reality, but both, which all my agents and representatives tell me you can't do either. Do I do this show? Now, it is a starring role on a Showtime series, though. So, and I thought of ways to capitalize on that. I said I will have a sex toy line, you know, in a few years if I decide to do it. I could get tattooed. That was a little bit. I always wanted to get tattooed. I didn't have too many at the time.
Right.
So I decided to do it, and fingers crossed it'd go 2-3 seasons, maybe 4. I think I'm good if it goes 4, then I'd still have other opportunities. If it just went 1 or 2, I probably wouldn't be able to do anything ever again after doing it, because, you know, there's dating and sex scenes on the show.
But, oh, yeah.
So it went 4, and everything after 4 has been icing. It went 5. I can't believe it went 6. Now, we just got the highest. This was our highest rated season yet as well. So we're talking about 7 and 8. And it's huge. It's unbelievable. I'm grateful. It's humbling. I don't take anything that's happened to me for granted. I do love my life. I do continue to do the gigolo thing as well. I like it a lot. I see myself, you know, making a lot of women happy, and I bring a lot more to the table now than I used to as well.
Well, you know, I was really surprised too. Not surprised because I've seen the show, and I'm not saying a surprised in a way that, wow, I can't believe the show is still around, but, you know, really a show like this is groundbreaking for a lot of reasons. I mean, clearly there's been the Playboy Channel and many other on-demand channels that cater to men. But, you know, a show like this that really caters more toward women, to have this kind of longevity, I mean, I think that's a really positive thing for everybody involved. So congratulations on 6 seasons and hopefully many more to come. I think that's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And yes, it does. It's one of those things where I bet you were sitting there really thinking hard about the decision to do it. But now, it's really.
I put in 5 years of my life into acting and perfecting my craft.
Right.
And knowing the town and networking and hustling my butt off to get to the point where I was finally about to make something happen.
Right.
You know,
right.
Maybe it was meant to be, though, because it was the timing where that happened. I mean, I did get my show. That was the goal. To get
exactly.
A big movie or show to open the doors. But like I said, if it just went 1 or 2 seasons, that would have been through.
Well, yeah, you'd be done. But yeah, no, you make a good point. I mean, this is, but now here's, you know, I guess the best part of it is that if you wanted to now explore your acting in other directions, you have 6 seasons of a Showtime hit series under your belt.
I know, and I was a little bit, but I am totally focused on music right now.
Okay.
I'm 100% music. I work on it every day. I just released a song called Break in a Sweat. I'm doing another song with Seth Gamble, who I met. I presented an award at the AVN show. I met him there. I've had hundreds of rappers come up to me and say I rap and freestyle with me and hang out, and they want to do a track with me. He was the first one where I'm like, this kid's got something, and he's amazing. And he did, I produced a beat called No Competition for us. And he came in and he threw down on his verse and killed it. We got a great chorus. I'm really excited about this one as well. And then I'm going to be working on the next song, 1 to 3 songs with legendary Ronnie King, who has 10 different platinum albums. He's worked with everybody from Tupac and Snoop Dogg, Tyrese, Mariah Carey, Offspring. He's getting it more into the rock as well, and I'm transitioning my rap style and adding more of a rocker element. I am a rapper. I'll definitely have rap verses in it, but I do want to do a little bit more singing.
Right.
And be a little more playful with my voice. I do some screaming now as well. That's sounding pretty good. It's an art I feel like I've perfected a little bit as well.
That's really interesting to me because, you know, when we start talking music, that's sort of my element. And when we started the magazine, it was straight up rock on request magazine. We've now transitioned after having working relationships with Showtime and Fox and FX to doing full on entertainment and music. But, you know, music is always my heart. So I'm kind of interested since I've seen you on the show and I've seen you rapping and then you talk now about these different styles you're going into. So first thing I want to ask you about music, because you mentioned how much you are into art and were into art growing up. How was music a factor in your life growing up, and how much did that influence what you're doing now?
A little bit of an escape, I guess. I think that's one of the purest forms we use music for to escape, and it's a form of meditation and escaping, you know, this matrix, this plugged-in matrix that we live in.
Right.
Inspirational. That's the main thing I go for with my music as well. I want to inspire people and motivate them. I have a lot of depth in my lyrics, and I want to do something original and creative. I want to inspire them to change their life and work harder and to strive to reach their full potential. And also give workout music. I'm a huge. I've trained my whole life. I've won the worlds in a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu World Championship 2 years ago. I'm a brown belt, and I trained my ass off. I worked out a lot at that, and I want people to be healthy and exercise. And I like making gym tracks.
Right.
That's a big thing for me, and adding that rock element, I think that does a lot to it as well. Yeah, and I guess it's more of an escape than anything when growing up. How about you? How does music affect you?
Well, yeah, I would agree with you in a lot of what you said because for me, music is therapy. You know,
Yeah.
it takes me, you know, if no matter what I'm doing, music can calm me, it can energize me. I'm a huge old school rock chick from back in the day, so
Put you in a better
it
place.
really does. It
It
does. I
does, especially
mean,
if you're stressed out or you have a lot going on in your life or just that
absolutely.
day. It always brings you to a better place.
Absolutely. I mean, even if I am feeling down and I'm listening to Snuff by Slipknot, you know, because that's the place I'm in, I can totally appreciate the lyrics, and I can appreciate the emotion of the song, and it transports me. So that's why, like, when I go to Vegas, and you know, I go quite often, one of my favorite shows to see there is Raiding the Rock Vault because it's just a pure throwdown rock show for 2 hours, 2 hours plus. So, you know, I don't really care about seeing any other major show on the strip. I could go see that every time I'm there. That's just who I am. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, music is definitely. It elevates you to a
Yeah,
different
now
place.
with making it, I guess I like the challenge. I think that's more of it than anything else. I got to I have a electric grand piano. I have a full drum set. I have a couple guitars, a bass. I have a full recording studio and everything at my house now. And I bounce around and play all these instruments, and I incorporate just about every instrument into my beats. I like the challenge. I like being challenged. I like hearing something and saying I can do that, or I want to figure this out.
Right.
And I think that's a big piece of it as well, and that's why I'm able to add all these different elements to it
Well,
also.
I agree. I mean, it's a lot harder work than people realize. So, you know, the recording process itself
Oh, it's
it's hard work. So
countless hours, especially if you're producing and mixing yourself too. You got to I've probably logged in 10,000 hours on YouTube videos on how to mix and master
Oh gosh.
and do all the million samples and effects that are with, you know, Logic and
It's
as
funny.
well.
You remind me of me in a way when I'm a photographer as well. So when you know, people do a photo shoot, they kind of just think of the photo shoot itself. They don't think about the thousand of hours afterwards of editing the umpteen shots and the different editing styles and what you have to do. So I completely
Thousand of
feel
hours
you.
that goes
Oh, way
into learning
beyond.
how to take the right shot and the shutter and the
Yes,
lighting and
absolutely.
angles and everything else that incorporates into that as well.
That's 100% true. Amen. But I wanted to ask you, you mentioned adding a rock element, and you also mentioned screaming, which, as far as new music is concerned, for me, some of my favorite bands are alternative rock bands that combine a good element of singing with screaming. So, are there any bands that sort of, you look at now that sort of influence your new style in that regard?
Oh, for sure. Korn and Limp Bizkit,
Oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
Of course. I
Yeah,
love them.
I'm a huge fan of Seven Dust and Slipknot and just about any of those rock bands. System of a Down is probably one of my all-time favorites too. I love them. Yeah, there's
Absolutely.
plenty of influences out there.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to talk about a different style now because the word I have is that you're going to be recording, it's coming up on an episode of Gigolos, but recording a country track. So
Yes.
this is interesting to me. So where did this come from? Was that something in your background that,
Okay. All right. Well, I gotta say this. I give a lot of ideas to gigolos. I'm an idea man. I'm a creative person. We've already hit on that a little bit. And so with the paintings and art, it's not really something I have too much time in my life for. I do sell them on my website, and I do like to paint, one or two paintings, a month or something like that. But that came from an idea I have. They want to hear ideas. They want us doing new things and stuff we haven't done before. So I pitched them idea. I said, I'll do some paintings if we can, set up an art exhibit and hang out there. And, I'll have the guys name them and, I'll throw them some ideas. And they approved it. I'm like, all right, so I got to get down to painting. And I had a couple weeks to paint them and I knocked them out. And then my music too. I can't just do the same thing, do a rap song. And I have a new idea, One idea was to make it appropriate for gigolos, my tipping and sipping song. I wanted to have a girl moaning in the background. So that's an idea that I brought them and a way to incorporate it into the show as well. So yeah, we got it on in the studio to get that track, to get that vocal for the song. So that was an idea I had to get it on. So I wanted my music on the show again. So I'm like, it's Cowboys for Angels. I do have a little bit of a country background. I love country music. I've seen a lot of shows. One of my favorite all-time shows is actually Garth Brooks here in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
He,
All right.
he, he's just such an amazing person. I know some people don't get down like that, but I grew up listening to pretty much everything, and there's enough country there too. I grew up on farms, small towns in Wisconsin, like I said. But I have no problem. As I said earlier, I create music because I like to be challenged. So, I started out with the rapping, then I got into singing a little bit more, then I got into, screaming and adding a rock element. And why not? I'll go for a country song. And we kind of hit this one out of the park. I'm damn proud of it. I brought on
Really?
a little local country star here, Justin Mathers, we got together with the producers, decided we're going to move forward. He wanted to use some of his music he had already because he didn't think we could come up with something in like a week. I'm like, no, we're coming up with a new original concept. He came to my house. We wrote the whole song in a day, and we brought in a full band to the studio, and Gigolos recorded everything. It came out great. It's called Everybody's Got a Little Country in Them. I'm going to release it when it airs on the show coming up. I believe it's the sixth episode. The 28th, I think.
Okay. All right. Cool. I wanted to listen to it before we talked, but I didn't have a link to listen to it. But I'm
Oh, I could
definitely,
have shot it to you.
well, I'm interested to hear it because, well, first
It's
of all,
fun. It's fun. It's a get down and dirty country song. It's fun.
well, full disclosure, I'm not a country fan, but I'm hoping that you have a little bit of your rock edge influenced in this country song. So.
A little bit, and I'm getting that. It's straight up country, but I have a really low baritone that I sing with
I
throughout
was
the
gonna
song.
ask you,
I make it a little dirty, and it's fun. It's a little Johnny Cash-ish, maybe.
okay, I could feel that.
I didn't add as much as I typically would. I don't know. It just came out. It came out. It worked. It does work. It's country, but.
All right.
I didn't try to mix any other elements into it. I didn't rap on it. Every country song that's ever had a rapper on it is a big failure. I'm sorry.
No.
That's horrible. Those are the two, like, the only two genres that don't mix. You can mix anything else together, and it you can make it work, but not country
No, I can totally agree with you there. I
and
mean,
rap.
I do I can feel some southern rock, so I can get into that. But yeah, I don't know what it is. The country has never grabbed me, but I'm going to give this a shot, Nick, and I'm going to listen to the track, and I'm really hopeful.
Sounds good. I did want to bring up one more thing real quick. Do you know Sally Steele in Vegas Rocks magazine?
You know what? That sounds really familiar.
She's been doing it a long time. I'm actually co-hosting the Vegas metal hair metal award show on
Really?
May 15th in Las Vegas with her. She had me. I was a small part of it last year. I helped her with the intro and stuff, but she's going to have me co-host. We're having Twisted Sister headline.
Oh, awesome.
Which is really cool.
Oh,
I
I've,
met them
yeah.
briefly when I was in the Air Force. I did one out and back. I went to Morón Air Force Base in Spain, and they're on the flight line. They weren't able to fly because their gear was too heavy. The
Oh,
stuff that
wow.
happened with Aaliyah and her plane crashing because of her heavy gear. And
Yeah.
so they had to stay later, and we got to eat lunch with them and everything. It was
Oh,
pretty cool.
D. Snyder was a blast. I interviewed him, and he's still one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. Such a cool guy. Yeah, he was a blast. I wish that that was going to be when I'm going to be in Vegas at the end of the month. I'm coming on the 23rd, but man.
And the Scorpions are going to be there too.
Oh,
They're
wow. Wow. That would be awesome.
accepting a lifetime achievement award. They are not performing,
Oh, okay.
but
Okay.
they'll be there.
Damn, man, I might have to check that out. I mean, I'm not that far from Vegas. Like I say, I go a lot, but I have to sort of, decide which dates I'm going to go because there's so many shows out there that I want to cover. But yeah, I'll have to check that out. That would be very cool. And I'm not done with you yet unless you have to go. I had a couple more questions.
Oh, I'm good.
All right,
I'm good.
cool. Because I want to talk about the wrestling episode real quick. Did that just air this week? You're
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Okay, good. I don't know if I'm gonna get it because my cable company, they switched providers and our channels are all screwed up that they're trying to fix. But I was hoping I didn't miss it. Now, this is you being able to bring all your athleticism, your wrestling background, your jiu-jitsu background into an episode. So that must have been really cool for you.
Yeah, I was a little ninja when I was a kid, and I always liked wrestling and fighting, and I was a ninja or Batman, for Halloween every year. And I loved wrestling. I loved the Ultimate Warrior. He was my favorite guy by far, and I watched all the WWF, WWE events, and this how did this oh Buff Bagwell came on our show last season or the season before.
I seem to remember
And
that, yeah.
yeah, and he was a big wrestler, and he was interested in getting into being a male companion.
Right. I
And
saw that episode.
I ended up talking to his manager was interested in repping me. And it's something I've always been interested in. And this was I had a big shot here. He said, it's very hard to get into both my connections and with my TV show. He thinks I'd have a good shot as long as I put in some work. Now, professional wrestling is a lot different than the high school wrestling that I did and wrestling in college and the 12 years of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I mean, it all incorporates, and I know probably a lot of new creative moves that I could add to it, other than, clotheslines and body slams, which
Right,
are a
right.
part of what I know. But for the show, his manager wanted me to go to LA actually for 2 weeks and train full time with someone who could teach me the basics, and then go to Florida and audition. But the kicker with that, I was considering it. I was really considering it, but I would have had to move to Florida and live in, I think, Miami full time.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't want to do that. It would just take away from everything else. But it was a big opportunity, and it was something I was considering. So for the show, yeah, we talked about that, but I think it was 2 seasons back. We talked about doing that, and the new producers finally set it up so I could have my wrestling match. And I went in there, and I only had a couple hours of training. We got it down though. I helped choreograph the match. It was amazing. I did a Boston crab. I mean, I clotheslined the dude, and he did a full flip. Like, we went hard. This was Camp
Wow.
Vegas. And Yeah, at one point he body slammed me and he was jumping off the second rope and he was gonna do a flip twist and he was supposed to land like on my chest,
Right.
kind of on my chest and kind of on the ground.
Right.
And my eyes were closed. I was pretending I was out. He's like, "Just trust me. I got you." He did the double flip twist and he landed straight on my head and my neck went.
Oh no.
He could have killed
Oh
me.
my
And he's bigger
gosh.
than me. He's like 260.
Oh
All his
God.
weight off the second rope, double flip on my
Oh.
head, and him and the ref are both like, "You okay? You okay?" I'm
Oh
like,
my
"Just keep
God.
fucking going."
Oh my God.
And at this point, I'm supposed to be dazed, and he hits me into the corner, and I have no problem acting like I was dazed because I was out of it. I got concussion bad,
Oh
and
no.
he beats me into the corner. Then he runs at me. I put my boot up. I catch him with my boot. Then that was the point where I had to jump off the top rope and do a cross body slam. And I'm dazed from him, landed on my head. I'm like, "I gotta do this." We had a full crowd, three cameras rolling. I only have one chance to do this. There's
Oh
no take
Lord.
two. It was a real match in front of a real crowd. It was being broadcast and everything. I got up on that top rope and cross body slammed him, finished the match, and
Oh
it was
God.
awesome. It was awesome. It was a lot of
Well,
fun.
you.
Childhood dream come true. It's one of the most awesome things anyone could ever do. It's probably the coolest thing I've ever done.
Well, at least you live to talk about it, right? So,
Barely. That was
oh
devastating, man. I can't
my
believe that.
God,
Oh.
that's scary. But that is, I'm sure it made for a good story afterwards. But damn, that's scary.
Yeah, I don't think they hit it on it too much, but I did see a cut of it, and yeah, it doesn't look as bad as it was. It was really bad. It was
Oh my
my whole
gosh.
neck. I've never cracked like that before. I thought I was done. I got a concussion. Oh, it was rough.
Oh, that's awful. But that is awesome that you got to do that. And I mean, it's funny because you have so many irons in the fire and you have all these opportunities that you could take, like the wrestling and, thinking about the way things are going now in the boxing realm with Ultimate Fighting, and you definitely have a skill set for something like that. And, now with the show and then you have acting, but, I can see you as an action movie star, obviously, but, really when it comes down to it, it sounds like your whole heart and soul is in a, a creative realm with painting and music, and that's where you kind of want to sit. Am I wrong?
For sure. Like I said, I'm 100% focused on music right now. I'm open to any acting type roles. I love acting as well. There's I like performing, I like entertaining. I like challenging myself to, do something innovative and creative and play a character. I understand it. I'm very passionate about it. And I get approached to do a lot of independent films. Which are a lot of fun, but those I don't have too much time for those right now. But I'm definitely open to bigger roles a couple years from now, once I want to knock out a few more tracks, I want to finish up my book. I will be looking for new representation to do more acting, especially when the show ends as well. I'm definitely going to explore go back to my acting roots and explore more possibilities, and I definitely have some open doors and representation who's interested in taking me on as well
That's great.
to pitch me out.
Well, that's wonderful. And you will, I'm sure, have plenty of opportunity when the show finishes. And now I do a little homework here, and I saw on your site that you and Bracer are in talks maybe about doing a new show. Is there anything that you can tell me about that?
I have a few ideas that we're working on. Brace and I, we want to do some type of traveling show.
Oh, really?
We both love traveling, and we want to do something that surrounds that. And we want to incorporate a couple elements to having fun. We think the tone of Gigolos is probably appropriate, which
Right.
we've turned Gigolos more into an adult comedy than anything. And it's fun and it's fluffy, and we think we want to have that approach too.
Right.
So we're considering, I have a name and concept and all that. I can't talk about that, but it's a show where we travel around and we possibly explore the town, hit on women, pick up women and have them, and try to do some underground stuff or do what the town had the funnest things to do in that town, and then kind of move on and possibly get into trouble, have some fun and kind of get into trouble, get to the point where, okay, now it's time to move on to the next one type scenario. I kind of envision some type of setup where we're throwing darts at a globe or at a map to determine where we're going to go.
Right.
But if we hit somewhere shitty, we're going to move the dart or I'll just throw another one. So it kind of sets the tone as it's not that serious.
Right, right. That sounds kind of fun.
I have two other shows I'm pitching to surrounding my stripping agency.
Okay.
And one of them is how I developed it into catering more to bachelor and bachelorette parties and seeing people off before they have living out their wildest dreams before they go get married.
Interesting.
And then one other concept I can't talk about.
Okay.
But, I have tons of show ideas too. I keep the ball rolling. I got five things on the back burner.
I can imagine. I don't know how you have time to do anything at this point, but you know.
Well, the best thing about my life, the show, we only shoot about 6 weeks out of the year.
Oh wow!
I still do the companionship and I do club bookings and stuff like that, but I don't see that many clients.
Okay.
I see about four or five clients a month, and those are only overnight or weekend gigs for the most part.
Right.
So I do have a lot of time on my hands to be creative and work on my music and develop ideas and
wow,
hike and do and take my boat out and do the other shit I want to do too.
Right. Well, you're living the dream. I can say that. That's awesome. And the last thing I wanted to ask you about was your confidence coaching. So this is something I didn't know that you did, and I'm kind of interested in hearing you talk about this. So what can you tell our listeners about, you know, you spoke recently at you know, a couple conferences, and you're obviously...
World Pickup Artist Conference and the Lifestyle Seduction and Relationship Conference in L.A. as well. And I got approached by both of them to do that, and there's other show ideas and concepts around the ideas, but a lot of them have been pitched and shut down. It's a possibility as well I might do in the future too, some type of, you know, male development and confidence type show. I have a couple of those ideas. But unfortunately, there's the male clientele, there aren't that many men out there who will go to somebody and to another man to ask for advice on
right.
how to pick up women, be better with women. But I'm kind of marketing it as, and I wish I had more time for this too. I haven't been able to do like the last 8 requests because they're on weekends. I try to do it during the week, and I do the Gigolo and Companion stuff on weekends. But I'm trying to market it as, if you want to be better at cooking, you take a class with a chef. If you want to be better with women, you take someone who's experienced with women, such as myself.
Right.
And I haven't generated that many requests from it, but it is something I do enjoy. I take these guys into the field. We talk about their past issues and problems, what's going on in their life, and everybody's different. Everybody has a different story. So I work on you with a kind of a one-on-one approach on how to, you know, develop yourself. And the biggest thing I tell them is, you don't, to be better with women, you have to be better with yourself. And that's what I'm explaining in my book as well. I don't think I said my book title. It's Nick Hawk's 100 Kicks in the Ass, A Guide to Gaining Confidence and Reaching Your Full Potential.
Nice.
And so I tell these guys, you have to, everything you do in your life to better yourself, that's going to make you better with women.
Exactly.
You know, and that's, you know, health and fitness, obviously, you know, controlling your emotions, your confidence, all these different aspects, educating yourself, traveling the world, learning different cultures. You know, the more interesting you are and the more you have to bring to the table, the better you're going to be with them. And, you know, taking these improv classes and audition classes too, that's going to help your confidence and help you be a better conversationalist with that as well. And so we usually meet at a bar or restaurant and talk for an hour or two, then we go straight to the field. I mic these guys up. And I have them approach 50 to 80 girls in a night. And we talk about, and after they talk to them, the biggest thing I say with them approaching them is, it's not a failure if you don't give your number. It's not a failure if you don't kiss them. It's not a failure if you don't take them home. It's only a failure if you don't go up. Because every time you go up and approach a woman, you're going to learn something new.
Right.
And so that's why we hit 50 to 80 girls. And every time we go up to them, we talk about what happened after, and we go on to the next one. It's actually a lot of fun. I'm smiling the whole time. I'm learning stuff, and it's a fun experience.
Well, that's a great concept, because I mean, the reality is not every woman is going to be the same. So approaching a lot of different women, I guess, would kind of give a little insight into how different we are and just how what works on one is not always going to work on another. So, your concept of, getting to be better with yourself is something that, women have been saying for a long time, which we don't always take our own advice is, if you want others to love you, you have to love yourself. So, it is very
Yeah, you have to
true.
figure out who you are too. That's one of the biggest steps. You have to create yourself. You have to take in all your surroundings and figure out who you are, who you want to be, and create yourself before you can go out there and try to create your life or your own reality.
100% true. And I'll extend you an invitation here. We also do book reviews on our site. So when your book is done, if you want us to, give it a read and do a review, we're happy to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
And you wanted to give a shout out, I believe, to some things. So holler when ready. We're listening.
I was just going to say my website, if you Google my name, Nick Hawk, my website's number one. It's nickhawkexplicit.com, and my music's up there. A link to my newest music video to We Fight, which is my masterpiece. I put a lot of work into this song. It's the first one where I gave the rock element to it and have guitars and some rock drums and a nice scream in it as well. And info about contacting me. Paintings, the confidence coaching, everything is there.
Great,
I think
wonderful.
that's about it.
We'll provide all those links on the site as well for people who are just reading the article on the site. And we can put up a link to the music video. So,
Yep, and one more, and social media too, Facebook, Twitter,
absolutely.
Instagram, they're all the Nick Hawk, THE Nick Hawk.
Okay, great, perfect. We'll provide that as well. And one last thing to wrap us up, I'd like to do. We can find a lot out about you in a Google search. But what I'd like to do to wrap up, if we can, is if you can tell me anything at all about yourself that we couldn't find by just Googling Nick Hawk, what could you tell us?
It's all out there.
No.
They sell my penis a lot on gigolos.
They
I
do.
think I think every like too much. Like it's like two, three times an episode sometimes. I'm like, for no reason. For no reason. I'm just walking by naked, just a flash of Nick Hawk and his penis. I don't it's none of the other guys. None of the I
No.
don't none of the other guys. I had to stop watching the show though. I can't watch it anymore because I beat myself up too much because
Seen it
I'm not
enough,
involved in
right?
the editing process, but man, what's not out there? I don't know.
That's good. Well, there's got to be something like
Well, okay, I'll
personal
just
to
say this. You
you.
know, it looks like I'm so busy. Like I said, I really don't overwork myself. And obviously, if you love what you're doing, it's not work anyways. But you do have to have downtime. You need adequate, exercise and nutrition and sleep. That's a big thing that I hit on in my book is sleeping because. When you're sleeping, you're healing, you're resting your brain. It helps with the memory and creative process and allows you to function at your full potential. But it looks like I'm super busy, but busy isn't always good. I do have my downtime. I take my boat out. I take my dirt bikes out. I take my dogs hiking. And I watch a lot of TVs and movies. I think it's a great way to be down, and it's a form of meditation. Your mind gets lost. When you meditate, it's just not crossing your legs and closing your eyes. I think sleeping is the best way to meditate, but watching movies, like after you watch a good movie, when it's over, you kind of like snap back out of it, you yawn and stretch, like you were gone, you were meditating. But I think that's one of the biggest things. I do have my downtime. I do everything adequately. I balance my life, and I think that's a big secret to success.
Very, very wise words, and I'm being serious when I say that. So I totally agree. Thank you so much for the interview, for taking the time, and congratulations on everything in all aspects of your career. So we're looking forward to seeing this wrestling episode tomorrow. That's going to be fun. And good luck with the book.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, take care. We'll shoot you all these links, all right?
Great.
All
Thank you.
right. Bye-bye.